Yes, I've been thinking of this for some time. However, it was only over the last week that I finally decided that I would contest a convention in the hope of being selected and to fight the next general election with a view to securing two seats for the party.
And what are your policies going forward?
Well, of course, it's early days, but I am very anxious to ensure that Donegal will receive fair play in the areas of job creation, sustainable employment, funding for the health services, our waiting lists in hospitals, education. There are many issues, and rural policing and declining Garda numbers in rural districts. And of course, there's lack of broadband access. And there's mobile phone coverage. Of course, there's issues as well in relation to mortgages, in relation to many, many others, which we'll have an opportunity of debating during the course of the campaign, if I am selected at convention on the 4th of October.
A political career that has spanned from the early 1980s, are you confident that your experience will stand to you?
Well, I have a lot of experience over the years, and nothing will replace experience. I describe myself as a hands-on politician, always available to the public, only a phone call away. But I want to guarantee the electorate that if I'm elected, that central to my representing the constituency is an office that will be available full-time for the people to all of the county.